scattered early-fed cattle sales in the north are starting out the week across a wide price range. U.S. restaurant transactions increased slightly last week. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 6th of May. The week's negotiated cash fed cattle trade was off to a slow start through Tuesday afternoon. Although too few transactions to trend, AMS reported sales in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt across a broad range at $95 a hundredweight on a live basis and at $145 to $170 in the beef. On the other end of the trade, wholesale beef values continued higher with temporary beef scarcity seen in reports that some retailers are limiting beef purchases per customer and some burger joints are plumb running out. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $18.77 higher Tuesday afternoon at $428.82 a hundredweight. Select was $33.88 higher at $410.54. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed Tuesday as traders try to make sense of all the above relative to a few weeks and a few months down the road. After $1.60 lower in spot June, live cattle futures closed from 65 cents lower to 50 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed from an average of 36 cents lower to an average of 21 cents higher. Just a couple of trendable weekly auctions to report at press time, both from Missouri. At Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, steer calves sold from $2 lower to $2 higher. Heifer calves sold steady to $3 higher, with instances of $6 higher. And at Keenesville Livestock Auction, where there are 2,147 head, steers sold steady to $5 higher, while heifers sold steady to $6 lower. This year's drier start showed up in USDA's first seasonal assessment of pasture and range conditions. 49% of pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition for the week ending May 3rd, according to USDA's weekly crop progress report. That's 11% less than last year. 16% was rated in poor or very poor condition, compared to 8% at the same time last year. Cattle states with 20% or more in poor and very poor condition included California, Colorado, New Mexico, Oregon, and Texas. Row crops, on the other hand, are mostly off to a strong start. 51% of corn was planted, which was 30% more than last year and 12% more than the 5-year average. 8% was emerged compared to 5% last year and 10% for average. 23% of soybeans were in the ground, which was 18% more than last year and 12% more than average. Corn futures closed fractionally higher to 2 cents higher through the front four contracts on Tuesday, and then fractionally lower to a penny lower. Soybean futures closed fractionally higher to 4 cents higher through the front five contracts, and then 2 to 6 cents lower. Major U.S. financial indices extended gains Tuesday, with investors apparently more optimistic about the U.S. economy starting to crank up again, albeit ever so slowly. Crude oil prices also suggested more confidence, with West Texas Intermediate on the CME closing $2.76 to $4.17 higher through the front six contracts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 133 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 25 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 98 points. U.S. restaurant chain transactions for the week ending April 26th improved for the second consecutive week, with total industry customer transactions down 32% year-over-year compared to a 36% decline the prior week. That's according to the NPD Group. More specifically, transactions at quick service restaurants that week were 30% less year-over-year. Full service restaurant transactions were 71% less, but improved 1% week-to-week, according to Crest Performance Alerts, which provides a rapid weekly view of chain-specific transactions and share trends for 70 quick-service, fast-casual, mid-scale, and casual dining chains. David Portalatin, NPD Food Industry Advisor, says government relief payments and overall improvement in consumer spending most likely contributed to the easing of transaction declines. Looking ahead to next week, he says we might anticipate the upward trend continuing as restaurants begin to reopen their dining rooms. According to NPD, 20,000 restaurants in Georgia were allowed to reopen on April 27th. As well, from May 1st to 3rd, several other states followed suit, most notably Texas, with almost 60,000 restaurants. Over the next 2 weeks, there are over 300,000 restaurants that may potentially reopen for on-premise dining. These openings will improve industry volume, but won't return it to full capacity. In Texas, for example, the folks at MPD point out reopening comes with strict social distancing guidelines and dining rooms may not exceed 25% of their standard occupancy. As states and localities reopen, Portalatin says many restaurants are ready to open on the first day, while others need more time to prepare. Still unknown, he says, is the number of restaurants that may never reopen. Moreover, he explains that many consumers may be cautious about returning to dining rooms, and a significant percentage of the population might remain in quarantine even if restrictions are lifted. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 6th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.